Playhouse in the Morning.
That's just ridiculous.
Y94.
You know, it was said once that you don't choose your traditions. Your traditions choose you. As is kind of the case with this one. Y94 is the number one hit music station. We are the Y94 Morning Playhouse, Zero, Rat, and Maggie. And this is Break Up With Them Before the Holidays. A couple of years ago, Rat, in all his rattiness, says, check out this study I found. Apparently, during this time to this time, there's a lot of breakups. There's a surge. The study was done by Facebook, and they see all these relationship statuses change. Oh, okay. Wonder why that would be. Okay, well, maybe it's because people don't want to spend the holidays with someone they're not all that interested in and they were considering dumping. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, heck, if there's anybody that would want to do that, if you're in that situation, call us. Lo and behold, somebody does. And somebody else does. And somebody else does. And 3 years later, 4 years later, we have the most uncomfortable holiday tradition ever known to man in the form of Break Up With Them Before the Holidays, or, as it is known around the office, B-U-W-T-B-F-T-H. Where the joke started, hey, let's have the longest abbreviation possible, I don't know, but it stuck. And how I've since memorized it, I also don't know. B-U-W-T-B-F-T-H. I think I'm the only one in the room that has it just that rolls off the tongue.
I think you're right.
So we decided, because last year got particularly, oh, it was bad last year. We're like, we'll do it again, but we're going to limit ourselves. We'll do three. We'll do the trilogy. Now, we had one, I think it was just last week. You can hear in the podcast, if you missed it, at Y94.com. Now we're getting into the second one, and we will do one more between now and Christmas time. So today we have Melissa. And Melissa, I guess I got to know, what is it that makes you want to break up with David?
I know it sounds kind of harsh, but just in every way, he just isn't someone I would be interested in. I mean, I'm a woman. I like romance, but this guy is too intense for me.
So how long have you guys been dating?
About 4 weeks.
How is he intense?
Well, honestly, for example, I thought he was actually friends with you guys because he talks about you all the time. Like, he knows you and how much he loves your morning show.
Oh, I don't know him. You guys don't know him, do you?
No.
Yeah, we don't know him.
Well, I mean, either way, I thought maybe he would respond better getting broken up with on your radio show better than sitting down and talking it out. So,
when it comes to the intenseness, I mean, how is he intense?
His intensity just comes with, like, the way he acts around me and talks to me. He's constantly calling, constantly texting. And the first night he stayed over, he wrote in the shower seam in my bathroom, I knew I loved you before I met you.
So he's a really big Savage Garden fan, then.
Gosh. I mean, I guess so, but he's too much. I think it was probably a week in that he said, I love you. And I never said it back, and he keeps saying it. And the first time we got intimate, he started crying and whispered to me, hold me tighter.
So basically, David's just not at all the type of guy you'd be looking for.
I mean, he's sweet. He really is. He's like a hopeless romantic. But when you have somebody making you a mix CD every couple days and talking about how much they love you a week into the relationship, it's just, I mean, it's been an interesting few weeks, but I think it's probably time for it to be done.
Did you hold him tighter? Did you actually hold him tighter?
I mean, I think so. Maybe to stop him from crying. I don't know.
So there's no way you would be willing to just kind of bear with him through the holiday season and wait till after then?
I mean, if we've been dating longer, maybe, but it's only been like 4 weeks, and I can't let a guy who's acting this way near my family. Like, he'd probably start talking about our wedding or something.
Oh, dear God. Well, is there anything else that we should know about him?
He calls me Candy, and that is because he's decided that's my nickname or pet name or something like that.
Why does he call you Candy?
I made a joke the first night we went out about how much I love candy, and I would eat nothing but candy all day long if it was up to me, and then ever since then, he just called me Candy.
Right. Well, okay, that is a lot after just 4 weeks. Oh, hang on a moment. I knew I loved you. Well, we'll call David here in a couple.
Love
the Y94 Morning Playhouse with Ciro, Rat, and Maggie.
Oh, they rock! Woo!
Y94.
So, Candy, if you are ready to talk with David, we have him on the other line. He hasn't heard any part of our conversation up to this point. He just knows that the radio station's calling and that you want to talk to him. We are expecting to be your backup here. We're not going to carry the conversation, so we're going to kind of leave that to you if you're ready to go.
Okie doke, I'm ready.
All right. David, can you hear us okay?
Yeah. Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, we're just kind of hanging out. Any idea why we want to have you on this morning?
No, I have no idea. But I do listen to you guys all the time, so I'm kind of really nervous.
Well, Melissa is on with us this morning, and she has some stuff that she wanted to talk to you about.
Hey, David.
Hey, Candy. Where are we on the radio?
David, listen. You are an extremely sweet guy. You really, really are. I don't think you're at all what I'm looking for right now.
Did you call me to break up?
David, you're just too much. I can't handle it. It's been 4 weeks, and you're talking about how you love me and all this other stuff, and I can't do it anymore. You're too much.
This is a joke, right? I mean, you guys are messing with me.
No, I know the timing's bad. I know. And you're really sweet, but I don't feel anything. It's not a joke.
Why couldn't you just talk to me about this in person? Why don't you come over tonight?
I don't want to come over, David.
Just come over tonight. I promise I'll change your mind. There's no one that can make you feel the way that I do.
David, that is what I'm talking about. That right there. That's why I can't date you. You sound crazy. It's just too much.
I knew I loved you right away, Candy. Don't you remember the shower?
You don't love me. You don't even know me.
But I know the real you, Candy, and I'll change your mind. You just need to come over, and we'll talk about this. You just have to trust me, okay? Just trust me.
David, this sounds insane. You sound crazy right now.
Well, I'm crazy in love, Candy.
You talk about Thanksgiving and Christmas like we've been together forever and meeting each other's families. It's been 4 weeks. Just 4 weeks. That's way too much for me, and I'm just not interested anymore.
Listen, Candy, we're supposed to be together. I knew it right away.
David, I've got to go. I wish you the best of luck.
No, Candy, just trust me. God, this is meant to be, and I don't want to be with anyone else, and I don't want to make love to anyone else. And I've been looking for you for forever, and I don't want anyone else. Candy?
David, she hung up the phone, but you sound like a good-hearted guy. I mean, there's a woman who will appreciate all that stuff that you kind of do.
But I want Candy to appreciate it. I want Melissa. And she's the one that I want, and we are meant to be together. But I got to go. I got to call her and talk to her about this and do something. I don't know. We're supposed to be together.
Do you think you could give us a call a little later, and just so we know you're doing okay, man?
Yeah, sure. I got to go. I got to call Candy.
Okay. I want to slide it, hop into a break real quickly, and Bruno Mars in a few.
The Morning Playhouse.
With Ciro, Rat, and Maggie.
Everybody ready, ready.
Let's go.
You're the best.
Just like that.
Y94.